You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, Blank and Branham. And joining us now, Basketball Hall of Famer Kevin McHale. Coach, it seems like this gets kicked around once a year, and I think that the conversation got started the other day because of the all-time 75 that was honored during the All-Star Weekend, which is actually 76, but who's keeping count? Anyways, Jordan versus LeBron, that topic came up. How do you answer that debate?
Oh, wow. You know, they're just great players. You know, you start taking people from eras and comparing them. I probably am more partial to Michael, just because I played against him, know him better, and he's a friend of mine. But LeBron is just unreal. And, you know, his ability to take teams and get to the finals and just pass the ball and play the game, probably a better overall rebounder, probably a better overall, you know, passer than Michael was. Michael was a better individual defender when he wanted to be. Michael individually defended unbelievably late in games. Didn't do it all game, but late in games he was a bear. And Michael was a much better scorer. I mean, you know, flat out to just score the ball. But let me tell you something. If you're playing and you have an opportunity as a first pick in an all-time, you know, to take LeBron or take, you know, Michael, wow. I mean, you can't go wrong, you know, with either guy. But I take Larry, my old teammate, myself personally, because we had a lot of success together. So I take him in my little mock drafts. But yeah, those guys, I just you know, and LeBron really has carried himself well in the NBA. You know, he just is. Just everything he's done has just been just spectacular, you know, on the floor. And so, then I was glad to see that Kareem didn't look too good, actually, at the 75th thing. He looked like he was just not feeling well. Kareem really gets some love, and I think he always is a guy mm-hmm. that gets bypassed all the time. And I tell everybody, you know, Kareem wasn't the most engaging guy, didn't like the media, probably didn't like many people, liked his teammates. That was about it. But that guy could flat out play. I mean, he could pass the ball, scored unbelievably. He was just a great, great player. We were matter of fact, a bunch of us were sitting around talking just about how great he was and how sometimes he just gets bypassed in this whole thing. So it was fun. It was great to see everybody. Just for all the Houstonians there, you were well represented. I got chances talking to Big E quite a bit, who I really like. Clyde the Glide, who's near, Drexler. Of course, Akeem, one of the finest people in the history of the world, was there. And it's just great to see those guys. So it was fun. Houston was well represented, people.
Well, Coach, you also bring up – I bring up Jabbar a lot in the fact that he should get more recognition as being, whether you say Mount Rushmore, top fives, or in the conversation. I think Kobe gets slighted a lot when it's always LeBron or Michael. And you think about all the killer instinct of Kobe, the five championships, the things that he did individually and as a team. But as you before we get to that, what you said about Kareem really resonates with me, a conversation Jeremy and I have had where I said, not only was Kareem great back then, Kareem may have been better in this era because we don't have all the dominant, big, physical, strong centers when you were playing. And in this kind of undefined front courts where centers can do and free range to do a lot more, between the sky hook and facing the basket and his offensive touch and not being a big, you know, physical guy, he might have excelled more in this type of NBA.
Well, he could really pass. And his passing came out of the low post, which is always harder to pass with your back to the basket. Everything's cut down. Kareem would be asked to pass a little bit more from the elbows and facing, where it's much easier to pass. Like you see Jokic, Bill Walton was a tremendous passer. As a matter of fact, Bill is there, a good friend of mine. We spent some time together. And Bill passed really well from the low post, where it's much easier to pass from the high post. And I think Kareem would have been in those situations, but his ability to pass the ball in tight spaces, which he did in the low post, was amazing, and be able to find people cross-court all over the court. That would have just been accentuated in today's game. Everybody would be saying, wow, Kareem is a great passer. And I know he was a great passer because we had a double team so much. He found the right guy. He found the hot guy. He found the right guy. He knew where to throw the ball. He knew how to fight. But he had a great feel for the game. So, yeah, I mean, he would. And then, I mean, look, even back then, the big physical center, you couldn't guard him anyway. I mean, he'd destroy all these 6'4 guys that play center. destroyed all the 7-foot guys that played center too. So he just, again, you know, an unbelievably talented player in today's game. I think would just show off his skills a little bit more. As a lot of the guys in that 75th team, they were all, you know, everybody was a very, very good basketball player. And I think today's game with the open spaces and stuff like that, a lot of the guys, you look at them a lot differently. I mean, you know, we're so amazed at watching, Jokic just play from the top of the key and you know, the run, the elbows, and get those and stuff. I think there are a lot of big guys back then that were very talented that could do the same thing. And, their game would probably shine a little bit more in today's game.
Kevin McHale joining the Killer Bees, joining us on the HRMP guest line. One of the top headlines in the NBA today, Kemba Walker and the New York Knicks agreeing that he'll sit for the rest of the year. Writing's been on the wall for that for quite a while. And Kemba doesn't make the amount of money that we see from John Wall that he's getting with the Houston Rockets, who has not played a game this year for the Rockets, despite being healthy. What do you think of that trend going on in the NBA?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, this thing of we agreed. I mean, when you sign that contract, you agree to play basketball. Ben Simmons did it. I mean, just, you know, like, I'm not going to play. Harden pulled it a bit in the net, like, you know, my hand hurts. I'm not going to play. This stuff of, I mean, you sign your contract, you sign your contract to go play basketball. And this, we agreed not to play him. It bothers me. We talked about Wall multiple times. And I think Houston made a big mistake. And I think you see the league office, as Adam Silver was addressing it, trying to go about, you know, in his own way of trying to, you know, trying to talk people out of doing that. I mean, that's just not right. I don't like it. I never liked it. You're there to play basketball. And if you're healthy enough to play, your team should matter. Your pride in your team should matter. Your pride in your own game should matter. All those things should matter. And you should want to be on the floor. I'd love being on the floor and playing. And so I don't know. It really bothers me. This trend is getting crazy. And then, you know, and then the Knicks to announce, like, we mutually agreed he's not going to play, but we're going to pay him. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, no doubt. And, Coach, another something I got to ask you about. Was the Juwan Howard situation, the handshake line, and how that all went down, and your interpretation of a guy that, for all intent and purposes, anybody you talk to, Juwan, we had him as a player and as a coach, class act, always a great dude. Everybody couldn't say enough good things about him, but I can't get behind what he did there, and I'm interested in your thoughts.
No, first of all, I'm going to tell you, Juwan Howard's great guy. He's a wonderful person. That was so out of character. I think he tried defending it because he was mad and everything like that, like you do at times. He came out and said, "I'm wrong. There's nothing I should." There's no excuse for what I did. And then at that point, everybody makes a mistake. So they suspended him for the rest of the regular season. They did what they had to do. There's no excuse for that. I mean, you know, I've never been a big, you know, kind of believer of the handshake line. I just think there's a lot of raw emotion. I'm surprised more of that stuff doesn't come out, you know what I mean? But there's part of it, and I think in college the kids should do it. I really do. I think they're going online and you know, congratulating the team that won or whatever and being a good sportsman. In professional sports, not so much. But, there's no excuse for what you want to do, which is sad because he's really a good guy. But I think, you know, they handled it. They suspended him. And the only thing he should say is just like, "I'm sorry." And speaking of like, "I'm sorry," Phil Mickelson needs to work on his "I'm sorry" speeches too.
nice transition, by the way.
Yeah, I think there's sometimes you just got to say, "You want to know something? I lost my fifth and nine, and I should have never done that. And there's nothing I can say except I'm sorry. It'll never happen again." And then move on. And if Juwan was a really bad guy, but he's not. He's a tremendous guy. So I hated to see that happen. As a matter of fact, when I heard about it, I was actually kind of like interested in seeing the videos. I'm thinking, I just can't even picture Juwan Howard doing that. And so, all bad. It's like the tennis guy who just was beating up the linesman with his racket. You know, there's some stuff going on.
I saw that last night too. Boy, you've been watching some SportsCenter.
I think he was linked to our rundown.
And I tell you what, there's some stuff going on that needs to stop.
Coach, are you familiar with the term fig jam?
No.
That's associated with Phil Mickelson, which is why most people have a lot more animosity towards him than most. I think you can know what the F stands for, but it's F, I'm good, just ask me. That's associated with Phil by other players in the PGA. I was going to congratulate you on the big win last night for the Gophers. I saw a lot of video board memories being played. But then I remembered Wisconsin beat them by one, but I was going to bring that up, and then I thought, I better not.
You might as well. I was watching it, and it got down late, and the Badgers beat them. But hell, the Badgers always get. First of all, the Badgers come into Minnesota and recruit our players, take them to Wisconsin.
Well, do a better job keeping your own.
And then beat us with our players,
yep.
Which is very irritating to me. But, hey, I got to give them credit. The Badgers are better than the Gophers. The Gophers are – hopefully the Gophers are starting a new thing with Ben Johnson as their coach, and they'll get going. And hopefully they can follow the lead of what Kelvin's done there with the Cougars in Houston, man. I tell you what, they got them going. And I think that just goes to show, if you'll get feisty guys that like to fight and like to play and you coach them hard, you can beat a lot of teams just on effort and
touch. That's why Gal Media brought me here. Hey, you're not a big memorabilia guy. You don't collect a lot of stuff, do you?
No.
Excellent. So if you guys all signed something this last weekend and you don't want it, just send it my way, because I thought that was really awesome. And you know what? I like the casual look from you. No tie, just walking out, and your wave was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a tie. I didn't have anything else to wear. I didn't even know what I was wearing. But I will say one thing about that. It was great to see, you know, Bob Pettit, Jerry West, all these older guys that I kind of looked up to and see these guys and just see the smile on their face. And the other thing that I really will say that was cool about this weekend was the guys who had passed away, their children that were there and their grandchildren that represented them, they had a smile on their face. And it was really neat to see. I saw Bill Sharman's widow, which is a wonderful lady. And you saw that and you kind of went, you know what, this NBA is a family. You know, like all families, you have disagreements with it, stuff like that. But it is a cool thing, man. And it was really, it was special. It was fun to see everybody. It was just, it was really a neat weekend. And I'm really glad I went, because I was kind of wondering what the whole thing was going to be about. But I was very, very glad I went. And it was really cool.
What happened to Larry? Why couldn't he make it?
You know what? I sent him a note. He never got back to me. I'm going to have to send him another note. I'm going to try to get out to South Florida and play a little golf with them here in March. So I got to figure out my birdie. I don't know. It's like I saw John Stockton. I said, hey, Stock, where's the mailman? He just kind of smiled and said, who knows? And I used to help all Larry. I said, same thing. So, you know, who knows? I'm sure, you know, Larry had something going on. Because Larry's such a huge part of the NBA and what he and Magic were able to do in the 80s to that league before Michael came along is, you know, those two just – really, along with David Stern, just turned the league around. And so I wish Larry had been there just to be honored. But I think everybody who knows anything about the NBA knows that Larry's in the top echelon of players who have ever played and also influenced the league in an unbelievably positive way, he and Magic.
No doubt.
Coach, thanks for sharing some of those stories. Always appreciate the time. Look forward to catching up again next week.
You got it, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Kevin McHale, Basketball Hall of Famer, joining us on the HR&P guest line. When we return, another example of why the NFL is king. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.